当兵一个，是什么？啊，当兵一个，嗯，真不像。但是，嗯，干部这是个我们的他们两在老人间，是吧？两在老人间，都什么？没有这种的特征的，老人是听不赢的，啊，是什么？我们的听众是也是其他人的听上的。
If within having taken refuge, one implements the law of cause and effect of karma, then if one... And then this serves, through practicing in this way, this will serve as a guarantee that in the future lifetime one will attain the life support of a good, migration.
That's the name.
And the next line is, if one is attached to samsara or cyclic existence, one has no renunciation. If, in putting emphasis on the future lifetimes, one develops attachment toward getting certain prosperities and so forth during those lifetimes, then one will be stuck in cyclic existence. Therefore, one should get rid of any attachment for the marvels and prosperity of even high types of life within samsara and develop a wish to get out of samsara entirely.
Now you see, actually we at this moment we have a very good
We have already attained a marvelous form of high status.
This is such a human physical, human being. Is it higher life of samsara? Yet, you see, if we investigate, if we think about the nature of life, human life, starting of birth, and our last moment will be starting of death. Between these two, the old, starting of old age, starting of this illness, and all sorts of, you see, different kind of starting between these two. So if we think deeply, things are things physical, made by, you see, some sort of compost, if it's flesh, blood, bone, you see, these things. So its nature is a, how to say, the basis of suffering.
Not only does it act as a basis of suffering, but because it is connected with bad states, both physically and mentally, it serves to produce the bad emotions. Therefore, even this excellent life support, high status, it is an effect which is impelled by former karma and afflictive emotions. It serves as a basis for suffering now. And it serves to induce suffering in the future. This type of mental and physical aggregates which we have now, when one looks into it in the depth, is not something that is really so fantastic.
So you see, It is very important
to try
to overcome this type of problem. Now, in order to overcome this problem, unless we get rid or uproot it about the ignorance, there is no other way to overcome this problem, this suffering. So now question
comes down to a matter of how to get rid of these afflictive emotions which are induced by the misconception of inherent existence.
Oh yeah. That is it. Yeah. Oh yeah. That is it. Next. That is that. Is that it?
Then the next line is, if one is attached to one's own affairs, one has no altruistic intention to become enlightened.
Although we are follower of Mahayana Buddhism, but if we remain static, then in practically we are not Mahayanists. So you see, in order to make a Mahayanist, we must make attempt to less static and to increase the more concern about other people's benefit, other people's welfare. You see, in order to have that, you see, we must cultivate compassion, kindness, and love. And also, you see, this kind of, you see, love and compassion, not in ordinary sense. You see, ordinary sense of love and compassion, you see, kindness, it's very limited. It extends to only our friends. And you see, your own, you see, family, something like that. You see, actually, that kind of love and compassion is very much mixed with desire, attachment. So, you see,
our type of love and compassion is mixed with desire, attachment. But when one generates love and compassion upon seeing the reasons for it, then it is possible for that love and compassion to extend to all sentient beings. And when one generates reason compassion, one can easily generate it even for enemies.
As you see, Sambhadava mentioned in his book, you see, for a practitioner, the enemy is a real teacher. You see, you can learn many things from enemy's sight. From our friend's sight, as well as our guru's sight, you can learn respect, you can learn actually many good things, but tolerance and patience, there's not much opportunity or chance to learn from our teacher's sight, you see. So the tolerance and patience is very necessary for practitioners. Now, in order to practice these things
in actual reality, not just cultivating patience in your mind. But to implement it actually in practice can only come when one meets with an enemy.
or Tisa is the guy. Kalasena, Seren and Nibi Ara, Nibi, Randy Seren and Nibi, Kondin, the Razi, Kendati, Kalasuka, Nibi, Jerry Seren and Nibi, who Kalasena is going on?
Jerry Tisa is the spirit of rock. Since it is the case that patient channel, we practice in dependence upon an enemy, that enemy is the one who gives the chance to practice patience. Thus, because the fruit of this practice is so valuable, one should respect the cause of that practice, that is to say, your enemy.
Now, according to my own experience, you see, as he mentioned, if the Chinese came, we lost our own country. If that is fact, we suffered very much. Yet, because of this tragedy, because of this, difficult period, we learned many things. In fact, I think because of this tragedy, I myself become more realistic. And it also helped the inner strength, it's a determination, it's a willpower. If you suppose today I remain in Phuket, in Potala, in Hasa, as before, that's how it is,
in a very beautiful situation.
Then Dalai Lama may not may not be such openness. Maybe, and may not be realistic. If you think, that's how it is, that's how it is.
Because I could say in a very pretty way.
You see, you pretend, or everything okay, something like that. Actually, you see something wrong there, but you pretend, there is nothing wrong. But when you actually undergo through very difficult, desperate situation, at that moment, there is no chance to pretend something good. You see, you have to think that the actual difficulties and reality, you have to face the problem. So therefore, the person becomes more realistic and you come closer to reality. It is very helpful. So from that viewpoint also, our Chinese friends are really grateful for my own, inner experience. So like this, that is Karthanda. That is the same thing.
Since the root of the great vehicle is this sense of altruism, one has to train in altruism well in order to be a bodhisattva.
Here, according to Shankar Deva, how to work, and also Lama Lama.
Special instructions from Lama.
One is a simple and a forceful method. Forceful method is, you imagine that you yourself as a third person, the main third person. Like one side, your right hand side, you visualize yourself as a selfish, not at all thinking other people's welfare, and sort of with the spirit. Visualize, your right hand side. Then your left hand side, visualize, a group of people who are, in the condition, very poor condition, and remain as a needy people. Then you remain as a third person. Now with that, now both this person as well as the other group of the people, both have right. To be happy, and both have the right to get rid of suffering, and both have the desire to be happy, desire for happiness. Now with that look and instinct, now both they have desire, same desire, both have the same equal right. Now you think which is more important, this or this? Naturally, the desire as well as the right things are equal, same. Now difference is this majority, a group of people, this one single person. So because of this big difference of number, so now the majority, the welfare of majority is more important than the welfare of this one single man. Clear? So then you think, now you see whether I will join this side or this side. You will feel, and since you have a selfish motivation, so you want more friends rather than one single man. So you see, our mind will go the majority side, not the minority, not the one single man. So like this, then you should think more, you see, naturally your feeling about your concern for others is welfare, and at the less feeling about yourself, and or how to say the inner world, I think you can better realize, you can how to say, it will help the realization that negative effect of selfishness. So like this one, if you think day and days and weeks and months, you can grow the real activity, the real thinking, other people's welfare, other people's concerns, will gradually grow. So this is the one of the simple method, the simple yet quite powerful, quite sincere. Now, this is the same. That's it. This is the same. I mean, it's one, but it's the same. It's the same. It's the same.
For practicing in this way, one needs to develop a strong sense of altruism.
Oh. That's Kemal Gondis, 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 Kemal Gondis,
My prayer and his ornament for clear realization set forth in a condensed form the meaning of the perfection of wisdom, scriptures, and so forth with respect to this altruistic intention to become enlightened. He said that the altruistic intention to be, what he said, that this bodhicitta, this mind of enlightenment, is the wish for highest perfect enlightenment for the sake of others.
That's earlier. Devotee is sincere.
This is a mind that involves two types of aspiration.
That's reality. Sincere is sincere.
One is the aspiration to bring about others' welfare.
That's devotee. You say it.
And this aspiration serves as a cause. Since it is the case that without one then becoming enlightened, one only can help others a little bit, it is necessary for oneself to become a Buddha. Thus, the second aspiration is the aspiration to one's own full enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
As the earlier Gautama Lama in Tibet said, without achieving enlightenment yourself, you cannot do much. by having a good intention, a good thought. It'd be like a mother who's an armless mother whose child has been carried away by a river. Even though she has great affection and closeness to the child, she can't do anything about it. Therefore, in order to bring about the welfare of others, it is necessary to have an aspiration for one's own soul enlightenment.
Oh, that's an easy thing. You can even be looked at. Be looked at qualitative. Put a single disorder. Put a single disorder. That's so easy. Can you even be looked at? Can you even be looked at a single disorder? So easy. Can you even be
looked at? So the aspiration to one's others, the aspiration to others' welfare, it induces a form of the mental consciousness which is accompanied by this aspiration to one's own enlightenment. And this type of mental consciousness that involves these two aspirations is called bodhicitta.
Oh, yeah. That's the name.
And the fourth line is, if one has conception, one has no view of reality.
This indicates the view of emptiness.
The first three lines have to do with forming the basis of what do you say, developing one's own intention, altruistic intention to become enlightened, in that the first one turns, what do you say, the teaching of the first one is concerned with one's turning away from the affairs just of this lifetime. The second is concerned with turning away from cyclic existence entirely. And the third is concerned with turning away from being attached to one's own welfare alone.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth one indicates the factor of wisdom. So since the fourth one says, if one has conceptions, one has no view of reality, what are the conceptions being mentioned here? I think you could give interpretations of this in the sutra mode and also in the tantra mode.
In
terms of an interpretation in the sutra mode, when Nagarjuna in his treatise on the Middle Way set forth the four reasonings proving the non-inherent existence of production, he said that things were not produced from self, other, both, or neither. And all of his students commented on that stanza, these students being Buddhapalita, Bhava Viveka, Chandrakirti. All of them said that one was just to concentrate on the absence of production from self, the absence of production from other, the absence of production from both, and the absence of causeless production. All of them said that those lines indicate a non-affirming negation.
Tati turned it, ran turned it. Kaksa kang from Meraj song Hindu. Mera Zimbe Lotigi, ran Mera Mera Share at a Lotigi, turned the Share and Negola. Kaksa kang from Tini. Zindang Yudu Chava Mado, Tele Shendo, Ditongani in Samba. Dindi in Samba. Tiki Tani, we are Mari.
This indicates that when one takes emptiness to mind, since one is taking to mind a non-affirming negative, one is concentrating just on the mere absence of inherently existent production, one is concentrating just on the absence of an object of negation, one is not having any sort of conception like this is emptiness.
Oh. Or
this is such and such. One is taking as the object of the mode of apprehension of one's mind just an absence of the object of negation. So then, is there no consciousness that apprehends emptiness? There is a mind that apprehends or realizes emptiness, and it's from this point of view that it said there is wisdom. When Shantideva says that the ultimate is beyond the sphere of the mind, his meaning is that it's the ultimate is beyond the sphere of a dualistic consciousness.
It is
beyond the direct perception of the type of mind that we use, the type of mind that we have now. Therefore, it is emptiness is said to be inconceivable and inexpressible in that our usual sort of consciousness neither can know it, nor can words that are induced by our type of knowledge express it as it is. However, the exalted, the exalted wisdom consciousness of a superior can realize it directly. Therefore, the mind of a superior can know it. An inferential consciousness of a common being can also know it.
Just back on it.
Yes. Inferential.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. That did not sound Hindu. And that the Zimba Chuna Chuna Yara Sunya Ti.
Thus, when it says that apprehensions or conceptions with respect to it are incorrect, it is meaning that at the time of realizing it, one should not be thinking it is such and such. This is the interpretation from the sutra point of view of the line, if one has conceptions, one has no view of reality. But then if it's explained in terms of mantra, in terms of highest yoga tantra, it is necessary to know about the many different levels of grosser and subtler consciousnesses. The main intention of this teaching is that one needs to use the mind of clear light in order to realize emptiness.
Oh. tati kashure wese da wese mo dukebe ne gabla tokso ga du yare.
At the time of manifesting the mind of clear light, all of the collections of conceptions cease.
Da tinde so in da ne mona thane ge da tawa ringe ge da be che lo tawa ringe ge lo ti wese lo sam ta yo in da ne any lo pa ba da be zindo le she be da lo pa ba tinde ji tawa ringe na de ne ga so de be tawa nge be lo chwa de ma re sung ja le.
Thus, in this context of considering a fully qualified mind realizing emptiness to be this type of subtle mind of clear light, in the face of it, that there are no conceptions.
Why? Yeah, yeah. Ta. Ta di gua la. Ada pel kangjeng ge jonggi. Ada ini. Jogjenggi. Ta. Pel kangjeng ge jonggi. Thoma ta. Nama sanje be. Chue thoma unye be kudu ge. Ta chungde be. Jik sawaro chimuru di. Ta. Chimu. Chingur bata. Sawaro chimuru. Ta ini. Ningmare. That digi, Tobachimbi Shumnane, Kasuri, Zimbachuna Tawa Minsa, that and six digi quietalia, Tumumayimbe and Delusi, Yunguyare.
Now,
Tawan and Alamed Deni Yungure, Yinaya, and the Tumumayimbe and Tilujiare.
Although there is an explanation of this line in terms of highest yoga tantra, there also is a unique explanation in terms of the Nyingma system, this being the basic or what do you say, fundamental system of the spreading of Buddhism to Tibet.
Yaya. Ta? Kashore. Simri nisu chen, da? Samda rigpa nisu chedi. Oh, tenregi. Ta rigpa. Sasam rigtam gita. Rigcha. Tege kala mato. Zimbe malebe. Ta? Negevki. Rigpa te. Jambar ta ngotra chedi. Te, any Casule, okay. Ta, no caneta winding, Ranchi Hundu winding, that's the book, motor chain, tea, and Yamasha, Gomsha, and we are.
Here they explain a difference between Sem and Rikpa, or between mind and fundamental mind, or fundamental knowledge. Fundamental knowledge referring to a sustaining in meditative equipoise of an identification of the actual luminous and knowing nature of the mind, this being pure from the beginning and spontaneous.
Yeah, yeah. That in the Kanda in Pergi, Rang Ranzini, Saki Dagana Hindi, Dishata, Kanda in Saki Kanyi Kamjegi.
Each of the orders of Tibetan Buddhism, Nyingma, Gagyu, Sakya, Gelug, have distinguishing, what do you say, special ways of, or distinctive ways of giving interpretations, of deeper interpretations of the meaning of this line, if one has conceptions, one has no view of reality.
I
left out something earlier, that in the Nyingma interpretation, when one sustains a meditative equipoise, a recognition of the basic nature of the mind as being luminous and clear, at that time there are no apprehensions are set in the mind, there are no conceptions.
Yeah. 안지면다. 그래. 어. 대탐제 있다. 터두고 공부했었대. 외세 현지 집에 예시 네가 공부해 거야.
But all of these interpretations, what they're getting down to is the fundamental innate mind of clear light.
어야. 어. 외세 현지 집에 예시 되게 남진기 다 줄이한테 되게 가래.
This fundamental innate mind of clear light is what serves as a substantial cause of Buddhahood, what goes on to Buddhahood. This fundamental innate mind of clear light has no beginning, has existed beginninglessly.
You see, that we call Buddha nature. Buddha seed. The real is the seed, fundamental seed of Buddha. Because of that nature within ourselves, so the scripture says we cannot find Buddha outside, but Buddha within ourselves. Today, you see, how to say, you see, in the Kashurata, Kime Leva, Kime Diva, Kime Dibdiyadenga.
Now it is obstructed by defilement.
In a mole, Kime Leva Medenga.